The Sons and Daughters Podcast. Discover and walk in the life that Jesus lives inside of you. Hosted by Andy and Tina Hayner, leaders of Full Speed Impact Ministry.
Hi, welcome to the Sons and Daughters Podcast. I'm Tina Hayner, and this is my transpicuous husband.
Oh my gosh.
You ready for a big special word?
Breaking out the gas station words today.
Gas station words. Why is it a gas station word?
Well, haven't you ever pulled up to the gas station and they've got these, recordings playing or whatever?
Oh, yeah, when you're pumping the gas.
Yeah, to entertain you or to keep you standing there, really.
You know, isn't that funny? Like, our society, I mean, can't even stand there for 3 minutes to pump your gas without having to
Well,
be in front of
some
screen.
Some of them have a word of the day.
Yeah, so, well, that's my word of the day.
Well, I didn't know I was a trans man.
I didn't say trans man.
You said transpicuous.
Uh-huh.
I used to be.
Do you know what that means?
No, I used to be. Yeah, it means I decided I was one kind of spicuous, and then I went to another kind of spicuous.
Yeah, no. Transpicuous. That just means it means transparent.
Transparent.
Yeah. Okay. No one ever has to guess what you're thinking or how you're feeling.
Okay.
You're very open and honest and transparent.
I'll take that. So,
which is refreshing.
In case you're wondering what you just stumbled into, my name is Andy Hayner, and I'm with my lovely wife, Tina Hayner. We are leaders of Full Speed Impact Ministry, and the Sons and Daughters Podcast is our transpicuous podcast that is devoted to helping you walk as sons and daughters of the living God, walking in the life of Christ, in the relationship that Christ shares with us with his Father, not trying to use him to establish our own relationship, but actually walking and getting the blessings of and the benefit of his relationship with Father and learning to walk in that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't base our relationship with God on our walk with God, but we base our relationship with God on Christ and who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learn to walk in that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my wife's breaking out the college words today, so we'll see what today has in store for us.
Last time I had chosen one that you said, "Oh, you've already said whatever." I can't remember what the word was. But.
Yeah, you're gonna.
So I
got to make up some new words now.
Oh, that came across in one of my word of the day things. I was like, "Oh, that would be good."
And this is why my wife did an excellent job homeschooling our children, because our children, at least two of them, could probably spell transparency.
Yes, they can.
And tell you the Latin root and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anywho.
And probably take a good stab at what it means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it is so good to be with you guys again today. And we have been through kind of a busy stretch, so we apologize that we have not been as regular as weekly as we wanted to be. But we're going to keep plugging away as God gives us opportunity to, and this is something that's important to us. So we have recently been going through the Old Testament and the first five books and connecting those with New Testament revelation in our house church network. And it's been kind of a fun season because we've been going through the last few weeks the life of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You know, just having gone through that again to see how much of a picture of Jesus, once you see Jesus and what he went through, how much of that is reflected in God's path for Joseph and the things that he went through.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, you can kind of chime in the things that you remember where you saw a connection with Jesus. But
if I remember. Sorry.
I'm trying to stir her up over
age
here.
And stage of life.
Yeah.
You better. I slept a lot since then.
Yeah, well, and I haven't. And that's the way things run around here.
By the way, you remember.
Yep. So if you wonder in 5 years or whenever. Anyway, so we'll see. But one of the things that was neat is that Joseph was the youngest of the children of Israel. But he was the favored of the Father. And so Jesus is the favored of the Father. But those that have been around longer did not take kindly to someone coming up new behind them with the favor of God on their life. And Jesus stirred up that kind of jealousy. You know, very often he was like, who do you think you are? Who gave you this authority? And it says really very often that that the scribes, the Pharisees, the rulers of the Jews were jealous. They were angry and they plotted how they could kill him. That was exactly what happened with Joseph. And then God gave a prophetic revelation that Joseph made known of his destiny, of authority.
And they didn't like that either.
No. And very often, I mean, some of the most heated times is, you know, they would pick up stones to actually stone Jesus. Right. And they said,
how dare you say you're the Son of God?
Exactly.
The Messiah, right? You can't be.
And he says, you know, before Abraham was,
I am.
And they did not like that at all. And then that jealousy, that anger, and that hatred prompted them to betray Jesus to death. And that jealousy prompted Joseph's brothers to kill him. And yet, when it was in their hearts to kill him, that God intervened, and so to speak. Now, Jesus went all the way to death. But Joseph was betrayed, and God intervened.
Sure.
And
he could have wound up dead for sure.
For sure, yeah. And so Joseph then was sold in as a slave and taken to Egypt, where he was pretty much forgotten by his brothers that had betrayed him. The next time they saw him, though, you know, fast forward, forget
right.
Joseph's path here. The next time they saw him as a ruler among the Gentiles.
Right.
And look at what God has done with Jesus.
Yeah.
The one that was betrayed is now a light to the nations, a savior to the world. And Jews, in large part, wrongly so, they don't recognize him as their own brother.
Right.
They see him as a ruler, but one to be feared, but primarily a Gentile.
Right. Even though he's a brother,
he is one of God. Mm-hmm. You know, he's from the descendant of Israel and David, and you know of the
Judah, of the tribe of Judah.
It's just amazing to see all these parallels in here, and that in the first encounter with Jesus as the Lord in the nations, they encounter him not in the land of Israel, but they encounter him in that place of desperation, where they have to scatter off of the land to just survive. And there's been several iterations of that, but it seems that the way at least I understand the scriptures, that there's coming a final day of Jacob's trouble where Israel is decimated by the treachery of the Antichrist, and they're scattered amongst the nations. And in the nations during those days of tribulation, they actually they discover Jesus as their Messiah, as their brother. And it's funny, their first encounters of Joseph, they don't recognize him. But then in the second encounter with him, he openly reveals himself. He says, I am Joseph, your brother. And it says that he hung on their necks and he wept over them. And they didn't, they were totally amazed, confused, and a bit bewildered. And one of the things that was interesting is he sent them back then to go tell their father. And mm-hmm. and that's part of what God does in the tribulation period. He actually raises up 12,000 Jewish evangelists who go throughout the nation, 12,000 from each tribe, 144, right, to evangelize all around the world. And he sends them back, says, now go tell your father that mm-hmm. I'm alive and bring them back, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing that Joseph does, one of the first things is he gives them a mission,
right,
to go spread the news that Joseph is the ruler,
yeah,
that Joseph is alive, and that Joseph rules,
and that you'll be saved.
Yes,
you're gonna be okay.
I'm alive to save you.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
I'm in place so that you don't die of famine.
Yeah.
Right.
It is just amazing to see the overlap in this mm-hmm. revelation of what God has planned for all of us, just to be hidden, so to speak,
right.
Foreshadowed.
Shadowed, yeah. And so early
mm-hmm.
in recorded history, yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that came out this morning was how Jesus has shared his life and put the life of Christ inside of every one of his believers.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like light going through prism.
Right.
That you can't see the invisible God, but God's plan to make himself visible is to put his light inside of us so that
as it refracts,
yes,
you see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so there's an aspect of Jesus and his love and his character and his redemption and who he is and what he does that is uniquely displayed in each believer. He's going to have a whole body. He's not going to be missing a part. And he's going to be clothed with the nations, every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And he is the ultimate ruler who is bestowed with the coat of many colors,
mm-hmm.
and he's recognized by the garments that he wears. And as we wear Christ, Christ wears us. We are his body.
Mm-hmm.
He actually puts us on mm-hmm. so that he can display himself among the nations. And that is just a beautiful thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much practicality this is, but it's just
amazing to behold Jesus.
Yeah.
In the life story of Joseph.
Yeah.
We
had a Bible study and we met at Culver's. They actually have Culver's in Tennessee, by the way.
We
went to one and, we got in a conversation with one of the guys behind the counter, and he had mm-hmm. moved to this area because he's a music producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the way out, we were just fellowshipping because he was really excited about meeting some of the guys that are in my Bible study group because a lot of these young men are
musicians.
Are, mm-hmm. you know, excellent musicians, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. or music producers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to build kind of a label, a community type of thing mm-hmm. Towards that. And so he was excited. And I shared with him something that he said just prompted me. You know, like he said, yeah, you know, there was a time where I was trying to do that. But, you know, I just really got done wrong and things. But I'm over that, you know. And I said, have you ever heard the story of Joseph? He said, you know, I know I should say yes, but I'm going to be honest with you. I believe in the Bible, but I don't read it as much as I should. So I shared the story about how God had given Joseph a dream, and that in that dream he showed him, this is what I'm going to do with you.
Right. This is your destiny.
But he did not show him the path.
How?
Because, you know, Joseph just got a dream that he's going to be the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't show him that he was going to be betrayed by his brothers, that he was going to
be betrayed by his employer.
Betrayed by his employer, forgotten by those that he helped in desperate times.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that was all God's path to make him the man that he needed to be as a ruler.
Right.
Didn't show him any of that. And I shared that story with him,
mm-hmm.
You know, just how, listen, God puts things in us and he gives us dreams. And if they're his dreams, you know, it, the way that they're going to, it may seem like some of the things that happen to us, that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
But Joseph chose not to get bitter. He chose not to get frustrated at the circumstances, but to, in the circumstances that he's in, to be faithful, to be faithful in temptation, to be faithful in serving, to be a man of integrity, to be a man of God, wherever he's at, to this and believe that God was at work in his life and worthy of honor, even if it looked like God's not fulfilling his word. I mean, Joseph just gave God time and said, okay, I don't know how it's working out.
Right.
But I know today I'm going to love God. I'm going to love my neighbors, myself. And he just kept getting up and just doing that. And look at what God did with him.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to walk a path like that?
No one signs up. We're not that way.
But Jesus' path to the throne
similar
was through the cross. And through rejection,
through
humiliation, and in that same way, you know, we see that reflected in Joseph, that Joseph's path to the throne and being Savior and being Lord was that path of the cross, was that path of betrayal, the path of suffering. And so, brothers and sisters, wherever you're at right now, just know God is at work in you, that He is doing a great work in you, a great work through you, even if it doesn't look like the finished work right now. You be faithful now and watch what God does, because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we will rule and reign with Him if we are faithful to take up our cross, to follow Him in our suffering, and to enjoy the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings even now, because we'll know Christ and make Him known as we do that.
Right. And this is, you know, part of it too, like, this is our only opportunity to do that, to join Christ in the fellowship of the suffering is in this world right now. Yeah.
A thousand years from now, there's not going to be opportunity to suffer, but now is our opportunity.
Right. And He's worthy, because it's worship.
Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we hope this is encouraging to you. If you like additional resources from our ministry, you'll find them at fullspeedimpact.com, including a full catalog of our previous podcast episodes. And Lord willing, we'll release another one next week. Meanwhile, we encourage you to continue to walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ and impact the world around you.